Sunday, April 28th, last night when I got home from the party that I told you about yesterday, I decided to throw on Django Unchained, I guess it's called. Not my first time. I'm a huge Tarantino guy. Pulp Fiction's my favorite movie ever. Love Reservoir Dogs, love Kill Bill, and I definitely seen those a bunch where I like know them well. Django, Inglourious Basterds, The Hateful Eight. I would say, I've seen two to three times each. And Django, I don't know what propelled me to choose that one, but this was probably my third time ever seeing it, I would guess. And I loved it. I loved it the first time and probably the second time. I thought it was just a great story, and the acting and writing are just so incredibly done, well done, and just so distinct and different than 99% of movies out there. I mean, just a murderer's row with Christoph Waltz and DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx and Samuel L. Jackson, like just the best of the best. And they just kill it. It's just so fun and intelligent and just quality performances and quality storytelling. I was thinking while watching it, obviously Tarantino as a, filmmaker is revered in Hollywood. What that must feel like for the talents, right? The actors and actresses who aren't necessarily the regular. Like obviously Samuel Jackson is, one of his favorites, maybe my favorite of all time, because he's in, essentially every single movie that he does. But like Kerry Washington, who is in Django, who I don't think is in any of his other movies, when she like got that call, right, from casting or from Tarantino himself saying, hey, Quentin wants you in this new movie, Django, that he's doing, what that must feel like for her. And I'm just picking her out in this. I mean, you could say the same thing about Jamie Foxx, right? I'm making this movie and I want you to be the lead. I actually, now that I'm saying it out loud, I sort of remember a story that Will Smith was maybe targeted to play Django at first, but couldn't because of scheduling or something. I may be making that up completely. Nonetheless, to have this guy decide that you are worthy of his words must be an incredible feeling for someone in that profession. Anyway, I didn't stay up all night because it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes watching it. I finished it today on a fairly lazy Sunday because we couldn't go anywhere because our car kind of just died yesterday, which hopefully I'll have good news for you tomorrow on as I have a mechanic coming here at 10 in the morning. Anyway, hope you had a great weekend, and I will see you tomorrow.